Previously on Full House.
Dad, guess what? There's a jumping contest next week, and I really want to be in it.
Enjoy your little fantasy, because in reality, my Elizabeth wins this competition every year.
Well, not this year, because Michelle Tanner's going to kick your butt.
So far, my prom's looking like a bag of chips and a remote control. Nobody knows you're available. I'll put the word out.
Kimmy, what'd you do, raid a Star Trek convention?
Guess what two wacky DJs have an audition for their own late-night wacky TV show? And we're going to tag team wrestle Sven and Ingemar, the Swedish spleen stompers.
I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
And we kiss.
I know it's dry lips.
Listen, I understand.
Michelle, I can't believe you would do this to me. I'm never going to forgive you.
Why don't we skip the contest and just go riding on the trail for fun?
Michelle! She fell off her horse.
Michelle, don't move her.
I think she hit her head.
How do you feel?
Okay, but my head hurts.
Look, sweetie, you had an accident, and you fell off your horse, and you hit your head. I'm so sorry I put so much pressure on you.
That's okay. Who are you?
Michelle, it's Daddy.
Okay, you're Daddy. So I must be Michelle.
Doctor.
What's going on here? She's completely out of it.
Well, memory loss is very common with head injuries.
Oh, my God. How long is it going to last?
Well, usually it's just temporary.
Usually? So what are we supposed to do? I mean, how does it get better? Look,
for right now, the best thing you can do is treat Michelle as normally as possible. Surround her with familiar things and go about your regular activities.
Hi, Steph.
Come on in.
I heard about your sister's accident. I'm really sorry.
Thanks. She's coming home today, but she still doesn't remember anything.
Well, if you don't want to rehearse Romeo and Juliet for drama class, I understand.
No, it's okay, really. What was that?
The part of the scene I usually skip. I mean, I always wanted to kiss you, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to kiss me. But when Michelle said you had a crush on me, I figured it might be okay. Was it okay?
Well, I could use a little more rehearsal. Wow, if that's the pizza guy, he really does deliver. Deej, great news. Oh, hey, Blondo. Is this that guy who'd rather run than kiss? Not anymore. Andrew, this is Kimmy.
Hey.
And this is Dwayne, my main squeeze.
Nice to meet you, Dwayne.
Whatever.
So, Kimmy, what's the great news? Deej, your prom worries are over. Dwayne's cousin, Wayne, has agreed to be your date. Does he have the same sparkling personality as you, Dwayne?
Whatever.
Well, thanks, Kimmy, but I'd rather stay home and take care of Michelle. Well, I'll just put him on hold. He's a magician, so he already has a tux. He just has to clean the dove poop out of the pockets. If you'll excuse us, we're trying to rehearse a scene from Shakespeare. Oh, really? Well, Dwayne's a Shakespeare freak. Aren't you, my little Hamlet and cheese?
Whatever.
Shakespeare, Dwayne?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. And summer's lease hath all too short a date.
Dwayne, I didn't know you had such a sensitive soul.
Whatever.
And then the announcer said, Elvis has left the building.
Hey, you guys, Dad's on the phone. He's on his way home with Michelle. Dad, when are you going to be here?
Before you can say, Dad, when are you going to be here?
Come on in, Michelle. Don't be scared.
Look, everybody, Michelle's home.
Hi, Michelle.
It's nice to see you all again.
Do you remember us?
Aren't you the nice people I met at the hospital?
Comet just wants to say hi.
Do I like dogs?
Yeah, you love dogs.
Oh, good. Hi there, girl.
Boy.
Oh. So, do you all live in the neighborhood?
We all live in this house.
Oh, I hope it's bigger than it looks from the outside.
Michelle, does anything look familiar?
Well, it looks like a nice place to live, but I just don't remember living here.
Hey, girls, why don't you take Michelle on a little tour of the house?
Okay. Michelle, please keep your hands and arms inside the tram at all times.
We have a tram.
Just stick with us.
Yeah.
And this is our room.
Are you sure I don't live in that room across the hall with all the toys?
No, that's Joey's room. But he's very good about sharing.
He's my uncle, right?
No, Jesse's our uncle.
The guy with the hair.
Right. And he's married to Aunt Becky, and they have two kids, our cousins Nikki and Alex.
How many bathrooms does this place have?
Not enough.
Hey, Michelle, look who's here. It's your old buddy, Mr. Woodchuck.
Hi, Michelle. Remember me? I hoped you would. You know, I've really been pining for you.
How come everything he says is about wood?
Well, because that's the bit we do, remember?
Clever.
Michelle, we were just talking, and we thought maybe if the guys sang you your favorite bedtime song, it might help bring back some of your memories.
Sure, give it a shot.
Okay, check this out, Michelle. We used to always sing this to you. Joey? Joey, it's a sponge with eyes. Get over here. All right, see if you remember this, okay?
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere.
Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Yep.
A teddy bear. Wap
to wada wada. Wap to wada wada.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Ooh. That's a ring a bell. But can I ask you a question?
Sure, anything.
You're my dad, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So where's my mom?
I'm sorry, but your mom died when you were just a little girl.
So even if I do get better, I won't remember her?
Well, Michelle, we'll tell you anything about her you want to know.
Is she pretty?
Michelle. She was very pretty. See, your mommy was my sister. And you know what? You look just like her.
I know you all want me to remember, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it, honey. It's fine.
It's not fine. I don't know who I am. I'm just gonna lie down in my own bed.
Michelle, but that's
Steph,
my...
That's probably not a good time.
Down somewhere. You said we could have this. Well, if that's what I said, go ahead, take it. She didn't say that.
Michelle, before your accident, we had a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel awful about what I said. I said I would never forgive you.
Why? What did I do?
It was nothing, really. It's just a stupid argument. But it turned out okay. Thanks to you, I found out Andrew really likes me. In fact, he finally kissed me.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry about what I said. So do you accept my apology?
I guess so. Do you feel better now?
I'd feel better if you knew what we were talking about.
I'd feel better if I knew what anybody was talking about.
Hey, Munchkin, can you have me that wrench, please? Munchkin? Hey, you with the pretzel.
Me? I thought my name was Michelle.
Oh, it is, but I like to call you Munchkin. Sometimes I call you Shorty, Rugrat.
Hey, what did I ever do to you?
Nothing. You love those names.
Why?
Because that's part of our special relationship. Listen, pal, you and I go way back. I remember the first time I saw you. I was at the maternity ward, and I was looking through the window, and I looked in at you, and I waved. And you know what? You looked back at me, and I swear you smiled at me. Of course, the nurse said it was gas, but I wasn't buying it.
Wow. We've known each other for a long time.
A long time. You know, it's funny, when I moved in here to help raise you kids, I never thought that one day you'd be helping me raise mine.
Sounds like I had a pretty nice life.
You had a beautiful life.
I wish I could remember it.
Well, don't worry, Michelle, you will. You just hang in there. But most importantly, you just remember that I love you very, very much.
I guess I love you too. Right?
Well, you used to.
Can I get my pretzel now?
Jess. Listen, you and I have to have a serious talk.
You know, it would be a lot easier if your underwear was inside your pants.
Jess, I know we have to do this whole wrestling bit for our TV audition, but I gotta tell you, I was upstairs putting all this stuff on, and I realized my heart's really not in it. I'm sorry, Jess.
Joey, don't be sorry. I feel the same way. You know, since Michelle's accident, I've really been thinking about my priorities, you know. And anything that's gonna take more time away from my family, well, you know what? I just don't have time in my life for it.
There's nothing that's more important than your family.
Right. Gee, I can't wait till you have kids someday. You're gonna make a great father. I mean, there's nothing like looking down at that beautiful little baby in your arms and knowing that you created it. Of course, you're gonna have to find a woman first, you know.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hold something warm and cuddly that didn't always talk about wood.
It'll happen for you, pal.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jess.
Is it me, or does this family hug an awful lot?
DJ, I really think you should go tonight. You only get one senior prom.
Yeah, my prom was incredible. I felt just like Cinderella.
Did you meet Prince Charming?
No. But I lost my shoe, there was a mouse in my car, and my date had a head like a pumpkin. But the point is it's your prom. You'll remember it forever.
Well, I know the prom is special. I went to Steve's, and it was the most romantic night of my life. But I just don't know how I could have a good time knowing Michelle's home, scared and confused.
I'm ruining everybody's fun.
No, Michelle, I didn't mean it that way.
Which way did you mean it?
Well, I just want you to feel better.
How is skipping your prom gonna make me better?
Well, actually, it won't.
You'll feel bad you're missing your prom. I'll feel bad you're missing your prom. One of us should go to that prom.
Well, I would go, but I think it's too late now. Even if Dwayne's cousin was ready, I still don't see how I'm supposed to get a dress and shoes and everything by tonight.
Oh, I can help you with that. I am a speedy shopper. When my sister was eloping, I had 1 hour to get a hairdo, a dress, and a ladder. I'll meet you in the car.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
See you later, Michelle.
More hugging.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Michelle, I have an idea. Why don't we take a little look through the old family photo album, huh?
Why? I wouldn't remember anything.
Yeah, but let's just give it a shot. It might help. Okay? Look at you. That's you. So cute. Okay. This is you in your honeybee outfit. See? It's not easy to pull off that antenna look.
I don't remember.
All right. This was taken when we went to Hawaii.
Nope.
Okay, we were all in Disney World. You were princess for a day?
I don't want to see any more pictures. I hate this. I can't remember anything.
I know how frustrating this must be for you.
No, you don't. You know who you are.
I'm sorry, honey. I think maybe we've just been trying a little too hard.
It's okay. I'm a little tired. Maybe I'll take a nap.
Okay. What are you doing?
Waiting for my hug. I thought that's what you do in this house when you leave a room.
Right, you are.
I remember this room. I remember these walls. I remember this bed. I remember it all. Who are you? And why do you remember everything? It's my job. I'm your memory. Where the heck have you been? I've been looking all over for you. I know. When we fell off the horse, I got scared. So I hid. I hope I didn't cause you any trouble. Duh. I've been walking around this house with an empty head and hugging people I hardly even know. Well, get ready, because once they realize I'm back, they're gonna go hug wild. Oh, great. Don't worry. Once you remember how much you love them, you'll be joining right in. Please don't ever leave me again. I won't. I promise. We're supposed to hug now. Why doesn't that surprise me? Ready? Ready.
You guys gotta see DJ's prom dress. She looks incredible.
Okay, come on, baby. All right, come to Papa. All right. Work the camera, honey. Work the camera.
Deej, you are gonna have such a special evening with whatever his name is.
Hi, guys.
Michelle.
DJ, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Nikki, Alex, what are you doing with my Rigby? I told you last week you couldn't have him. Busted.
Last week? Michelle, you remember something that happened last week?
Why are you talking to me, Steph? You said you never forgive me.
She thinks I hate her.
Michelle, come here. Now, this may sound a little weird, but I want to put this to the test. What is my favorite comb?
Mr. Good Part.
Bingo!
All right, Michelle. What day do I always vacuum the stairs?
Every day.
That's right, and it was a trick question.
What's the capital of Nevada?
I don't know.
She never knew that. Her memory's bad. This is wonderful. Oh, man.
Is everybody nuts? What's going on?
Michelle, you fell off your horse and hit your head.
And you couldn't remember who you were or any of us.
How could I forget you guys? You're my family.
You don't know how happy I am to hear you say it.
Attention, shut-ins! It's prom night. Nice dress, Kimmy. Is that a purse or a battery pack? Battery pack. Kimmy, Michelle got her memory back.
She lost her memory? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hey, Deej, by the way, Dwayne's cousin couldn't make it.
What? You mean I'm not going to the prom?
Don't worry. I scrounged up another date for you.
I'm afraid to ask.
Come on, Deej, let's get going. I don't want to miss the buffet.
Steve!
I missed you, Deej.
I missed you so much.
Hey, everybody. You got another $10. How are you doing? I heard you had a pretty tough week. How you feeling, Michelle?
I'm feeling better. How out of it was I?
Well, you were pretty out of it. I mean, you were here, sweetheart, but it was like part of you was missing. So it was like part of all of us was missing. But we stuck it out and we got through it.
Just like we always do.
Just like we always will.